That's right. The ups and downs of life here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Jennifer will be back on Monday. Ken Kessler is here with us, as well as Roberta Fasanelli. The TSA is at it again.
What are they doing now?
The TSA has decided that they don't want people to use pepper spray.
Pepper spray, right.
Right. I don't know how you can tell. I guess it's in the liquid content. The sprays, you're not supposed to bring sprays. You're not supposed to bring water or drinks or any liquid.
The TSA doesn't want you to bring pepper spray onto the airplane.
Right.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Okay. So here's the latest installment in the popular TSA Follies here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's security theater at its finest. Comes from JFK in New York, where a TSA agent discharged pepper spray that was discovered at a checkpoint. According to the sources at the Port Authority, the agent, his name is Chris Ives, he was playing around with the pepper spray that he had taken from one of the people getting onto a plane. Put it through, took it out of the bag, put it in, they have the big barrels that they throw everything in.
Right.
It's not supposed to be on the plane. So this guy picks it up and wanted to figure out whether it was real or not. So he, in fact, didn't know it was pepper spray because he hadn't been the one. I guess it wasn't him that took it off of somebody else. Before that person got to him, he wanted to figure out whether it was a laser pointer. You know how they have these pointers with a red dot that goes on the wall and you can follow along? So to test his hypothesis, he proceeded to spray five of his other TSA agents. And as a result of that, they all took a trip to the local hospital.
That's awesome.
Spokesperson for the TSA said, quote, "Yesterday, out of an abundance of caution, six TSA officers were transported to a local hospital after being exposed to pepper spray."
Why were they taken to the hospital?
Well, because pepper spray can sometimes knock you on your butt. Not good for you.
So what?
But see, they didn't know what it was, Richie. They didn't look at it. It wasn't labeled.
Okay.
It was just liquid in a bottle, and it had a button on it. So this guy,
my brother's a cop, and as part of your training, you have to be maced.
Right. But you're talking about people who are trained. You're not talking about the TSA. The TSA doesn't. They have very.
They didn't even know what it was. So that shows you how much training they have.
The TSA is there to do one thing, and that is to harass passengers for the most part.
That's so funny.
Take home a paycheck. It's welfare for people who can't find a job doing anything else for the most part. That's I'm so critical of these people. That drive me so nuts. Once in a while, you find somebody who's fun to talk to.
Where was this?
This was in New York City at JFK.
Oh, no. So it wasn't one of those, Bubba, watch this.
No, you'd think there'd be a lot of people in New York that would know what pepper spray was.
Yeah.
And
one would think, wouldn't one?
One would think, yes, one would. I mean, think about going down the streets of New York.
I would have loved to seen. I hope that there are surveillance cameras of this, because can you imagine the lines of people waiting to get through the security there?
Right.
And when they see all of the agents fall down on the ground, writhing and burning eyes.
Yeah.
And all it does is make your eyes burn. It doesn't,
right.
Nothing, no real pain. I mean,
yeah. All right, so
that's funny.
Here's something from the I wish I could get a job like this department. There's a new hotel opening up in Finland, and they're looking for a special person to work for my looks like 5-6 weeks maybe. A professional guest. This person will stay in the hotel. It's in Helsinki, Finland. You stay there as a professional sleeper for 35 nights to test out the rooms and then write all about it on Twitter and Facebook. The hotel manager says he thought that this is a great stunt to help promote the hotel. They want people to stay long term. So, I mean, I don't know. What's the longest you ever stayed in? I think the longest I ever stayed in a hotel was 4 nights. But a lot of people go away for a couple of weeks. They stay in the same hotel. So you have this person has to be able to speak fluent Finnish and English. Russian also would be a plus because there are, Finland's right next door to Russia. And a lot of Russians who are wealthy go to Scandinavia to escape the rigors of daily life.
Right.
They take a lot of time and spend a lot of time. And there are people that are quasi-permanent residents. It's kind of like people who live in America that have houses down in the Caribbean. That's really what the idea is. And there are a ton of wealthy Russians now. China. The classes, you know, are supposed to be in communist countries. There are no classes. That was one of the reasons communism has failed as miserably as it has, because people who have money or who make money want to be able to enjoy the money. And if you're in a communist society, you're not supposed to. Everybody's supposed to have the same thing. If you've ever been in a communist country, how many people here have been in a communist country? Raise your hands. Am I the only one?
Maybe I'm the only one. The only one.
Okay. So one of the things that you note when you go into places, whether it's China or Russia, and basically it was the Russians who started this, and when the Chinese went communist, they hired the Russians to come in and do what they had done in the major cities in Russia. And that was to build apartments or buildings, living quarters for people that were all exactly the same. So you go into any major city in Russia and you see miles and miles and miles of these buildings that are residents, basically dormitories for people who work for the state. Everybody has the same furniture. Everybody has the same wall coloring. Everybody has basically the same trappings. You can go through rows and rows and miles of homes, and they all look the same. And I was remembering driving around a couple of places in China when I was there and saying to our guide, "Where those buildings, they look just like the Russian building." The guy says, "Yeah, the Chinese hired the Russians to come over and build these places that all look the same." And that was one of the things that I noted most about Beijing. It was a lot like Moscow in many ways, including being filthy. Moscow is the filthiest place I've ever been in my life. And the main cities in China also. One thing that they don't talk much about is the fact that their cities, I don't know what they do with their money.
When they had the Olympics there, they talked about that quite a bit, to spend a year basically cleaning up the streets, getting the gum off of the streets, and then getting the homeless and the poor off of the streets and moving them out to the suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is amazing when we think that everybody lives like we do. I mean, we have a lot of places in our country that we're not proud of. We go down to South Central LA, and it's really pretty horrible. But it isn't. It doesn't bring me to near as much of a place of a horror as I saw when I was in Moscow. Not so much in Leningrad, but when you go out into these people just don't have any money. You go into places in Western China, where there's big agriculture. These people, some of them live on $100 a year.
Yeah.
Think about
how they don't need their self-sustaining. It's the same thing in Colombia when I go down to my wife's place down there.
Yeah.
You go out into the middle of nowhere, and what is money to them?
They don't need money.
They have the cows, the chickens,
and spend it on.
Yeah, I mean, they basically are self-sustaining.
Yeah, we so are focused on how we live and what life is like here, and it's so different as you go around the world. And yet we tend to, because we only have a third of our population has passports. In most countries, especially in Europe and in Asia.
Wow.
They have 80% of the population.
Yeah, but in Europe, to go to another country, it's like for me in Washington going to New Jersey. I mean, it's a two-hour trip. Here, you have to get on a plane unless you border Mexico or Canada to get into another country. So, it's a big deal as a United States citizen to go to another country. And we were just talking about this yesterday with my aunt and uncle. My wife and I were, and we were talking about it, in Europe, you just get on the train, and it costs you $40 to go to another. I mean, okay, I'm in Italy. I want to go to Switzerland. It costs you $40. Boom. Yeah. You're there in a few hours, four, five, 6 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, that's an interesting way of looking at it, Richie. It is very different.
Though you could argue if you're from New York, going to Texas is like going to another country.
Yes, you could.
You're in Oklahoma, going to Texas is like going to a different country.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
Yeah. Hi, this is a pithy comment. Roberta has capped our conversation on this. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a cake.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6 per set. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
A former government employee known as David Petraeus here in Los Angeles yesterday, starting his countrywide apology tour. He said he regretted his extramarital affair that led to his resignation.
Mm.
Quote, needless to say, I join you keenly aware that I am regarded in a different light than I was a year ago. He was at a dinner honoring the ROTC. He, as you'll recall, I would say he resigned in disgrace, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that guy had a good career, and it just melted right in front of him.
So what happened to Paula Broadwell, who was the other half of this? Anybody hear anything from her in the last 3-4 months?
Hanging out with Monica Lewinsky.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. He got a standing ovation at the event, and he cut the cake.
Hey, man, you got to admit, the guy did the job. He just...
Right.
He
succumbed to the thing that many succumbed to, unfortunately.
When you get that kind of power and notoriety,
I think nothing's going to touch you. 21 half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
David Brenner.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepard.
Oh, my God. Gene Shepard. Gosh, my yes. God. Yeah, he was the best brilliant. Communicator of his time.
He said, oh, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful that it reaches the people like this, and that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day, Love Stephen's good day.
Going out so hot, just like an oven, and I burned myself, but just had to touch it. It's so hot.
And the winner is...
Hey, baby.
Justin Timberlake. He won because he married Jessica Biel. Not sure that was his first winning experience, however. Here's the latest winning experience for Mr. Timberlake. Was it last week or the week before? He was the host of Saturday Night Live.
It
was time, though, Kenny, to have attention brought to him on the eve of his latest album, the 2020 Experience, which the week after as it debuted, this is, by the way, his 19th album. Man, has he been around?
Wow.
I guess he has been around. Anyway, so the first week, the album sold 968,000 units. 1 week. This is in the 22-year history of measuring. Nielsen now involved in measuring music in its debut week. It's the one of the few albums that's gotten over 900,000 hits in its debut week. So, very smart. This kid is a smart kid.
He sure is.
He was on not only the Saturday Night Live program, he was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He's been on a lot of the other late night programs. Anyway. And wasn't he in NSYNC?
He was in NSYNC. That's how he got started.
Yeah.
So, and this is good stuff.
Apparently, their album sales are up as well.
He's got that good throwback kind of soulful voice.
He looks
that
good, though.
He's bringing out now. He can act. He's been in a bunch of movies. He's funny. He does the Fallon and the Saturday Night Live thing well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's really got it, the package built, and he's got it going on.
Dear Doug Steffen.
Uh-oh. These usually start nice and end with
well, I'm not sure about that. Let's try this one on for size. Jody Smith writes, thank you for my prize. I got it yesterday. Jody's the one who got her prize this month.
Good
for her.
Good. Congratulations.
I will definitely use the Good Day bags. We're giving away Good Day paraphernalia now. Hats and caps.
Oh,
see
here.
Sorry. Play that, Richard?
No, I just hit a button by accident. Sorry.
Anyway, she says the bags are really pretty. Keep up the great talks. I enjoy Roberta. She's a crack-up.
Can I have a good day back? I don't
More than
why.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
I want a good day back.
This is from Tom Egan.
How come other people get them and I don't?
You are
I listen
a good
to
day
you.
Bag.
I never get anything.
She's an old good day bag.
No one ever gives me anything.
Oh, my God. We've never had a dinner for her.
You are the original good day bag.
Oh, my God. All right, so here's another letter from Tom
I want
Egan.
A good day bag.
Yeah, hey, Tom.
We gonna listen to this? Or can I do this?
She's got a wine. She's the queen of cheap.
I listen to you here in Marathon, Florida every winter, even though I live in Lynn. So when you're in Lynn, you can listen to me at DougStefan.com. If you can't find me anyplace else, or how many different apps do we have? TuneIn Radio. We're on, if you go to Good Day Show on TuneIn, you can find the 24-hour channel. Anyway, when I'm home, I don't listen to the radio in the morning. But from listening to you here, I know that you're from Massachusetts. And he starts talking to me about tax. He lives in Florida for tax purposes because it costs so much in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. income taxes, yada, yada. How many people have done their taxes and are ready to turn them in?
Sending mine off to the accountant this week.
You have a refund coming?
In me, yes. I have kids and a mortgage. Yes.
We're on extension. I don't think we have filed our taxes on time in 35 years.
Really? Well, don't
we're
start
on
now,
extension for everything.
28 past the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Ethanol, an alcohol fuel, provides high-quality, high-octane for exceptional engine performance. Compared to premium unleaded's 93-octane, ethanol delivers 113-octane rating, making ethanol the highest-performance fuel on the market. Common myth is that ethanol ruins engines. Fact is quite the opposite, and here's putting the money where the mouth is. Virtually every engine maker, car, truck, boat, lawnmower, provides warranty coverage for E10 ethanol blends. Yes, since ethanol's introduction as a fuel source in the late 70s, auto manufacturers have continuously upgraded fuel system components so that today they are all compatible with ethanol fuels. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. They all wrapped up in this discussion of gay marriage, which has been a prominent conversation this week. Going to add a few pages to your, maybe just a few thoughts to your overview. Maybe we'll get you to think about the issue in a different way. And that's part of the job here as we discuss some of the most important stories of the day here on Good Day with Rich and Jennifer not being here, Roberta picking up the slack on the female side of things. I'm in touch with my female side, so I help to balance out what what Richie is thinking, and Ken as well. Ken actually has a very interesting hypothesis responding to a lot of the arguments for gay marriage, or at least the things that have been said. The Bible says this, and this is that, and so we'll touch on those in a few minutes. How many of you are followers of Judge Judy? Judge Judy on television?
She is. Certainly know she's done well. She's very, very rich
from
her shows that she's created.
Yep, right. She and a fellow who was a manager of mine for a short period of time, Richard Lawrence, here in Los Angeles, cooked up the idea of Judge Judy. They're both partners, and they have become fabulously wealthy to the point where Judge Judy paid $50,000 a few weeks ago for a china set. One of her producers sold his china set to her for $50,000. The problem is that Randy and his wife are going through a nasty divorce. And apparently the wife says that the husband sold the china for much less than it was worth, and she wants it back. The tableware is supposedly worth $500,000.
What? What in the world?
And the husband sold it without the wife's consent. So the wife is suing for the actual price of the china.
How is
as well
it worth
as punitive damages? I don't
How
know what kind of china.
What kind of china is it?
It's Chinese china. I don't know. What do you want from me? You think I know anything about china?
Let me tell you something.
I don't even know why it's called china.
Those pictures of Elvis on that china better be really good.
Good Lord.
Anyway, Judge Judy says, I don't owe this lady a cent.
$50,000.
Yeah. And anyway, she said, Judge Judy said to the reporter, ask her, if this woman would spend some time productively trying to find a job instead of abusing the judicial system with frivolous lawsuits, we'd all be better off. Can you imagine if she actually was on the television show, Judge Judy's show, with this?
Yeah.
Huh? $50,000.
I think if Judge Judy were to go to Cracker Barrel once a week, she probably could have collected the whole set a lot cheaper than $50,000.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it for the Internal Revenue Service.
Yay!
Okay, so they pulled another fast one this week, and they're taking a ribbing for it, according to the story posted from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Well, what did they do now?
They've gone, Richie, where few companies have gone before.
Space, the final frontier?
Yes, they have. They, in a statement that they made earlier this week, they concede that they erred when they spent $50,000 of taxpayer money making a video ripping off basically Star Trek.
Have you seen this? I've seen it. It is so bad.
The space parody video is not reflective of overall video efforts, according to the IRS. They normally produce videos that are providing critical information to you as a taxpayer, and they're a cost effective unit of the federal government. So they say, we don't do things like this normally. You have the audio from it, Richie?
No, I have Star Trek. Let me go see if I can find the IRS Star Trek.
Yeah. They also have a separate video parody of Gilligan's Island, which is said to provide valuable training to those people who are working for the IRS. That one cost them $60,000. Videos came to light after Congressman Charles Bustany, chairman of the House Ways and Means Oversight Committee, demanded the IRS provide more information about what its budget, its video budget, was all about. And so this stuff is when this stuff came to light. Crazy. But I think it's Kenny, isn't this stuff posted I don't know if we had the video or we just had a picture from the video.
There's a picture in the story.
There you go.
Its never-ending mission is to seek out new tax forms, to explore strange new regulations, to boldly go where no government employee has gone before. Captain's log, stardate 8.23.2110. We received a distress call from the planet Lotax in the ATAT system. According to their leaders, the planet civilization has degraded to anarchy. Chaos rules over order. We sent a landing party to assess the situation and report back. We hope we're not too late.
I'm receiving incoming reports from the landing party. But it's difficult to hear, Captain. There's poor reception.
Fascinating.
Things fascinating.
Attempting to modulate the frequency now.
Sorry about the uniforms, Captain. The dry cleaner gave me the wrong order. Starlight coffee while you wait, sir. It's better than McDonald's and only twice the price.
No can do, yeoman. I've already spent my per diem for the day.
Coming in clear now, Captain. Shall I open a channel?
This is so bad.
On screen.
This is as bad as you think it is. And I cannot take my eyes off of it. It's so bad that I cannot stop watching it because
reminds me of years ago at Universal Studios in Orlando. They had like a Star Trek where you could immerse yourself into it, and they gave you a script, and you looked at a blue screen and looked at the backgrounds. And I don't know if you remember that. That's what this looks like.
Man,
good work.
Your tax dollars,
$60,000.
How in the world are these people?
I'd rather have Judge Judy's china for $50,000.
Yeah,
with Elvis on them.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so you can find the story posted at DougStephan.com. A lot of people this week talking about the gay marriage, the issue before the Supreme Court. There are two different issues, actually. Thought it was interesting that Bill O'Reilly. There are people protesting Fox now, demanding that Roger Ailes fire Bill O'Reilly because...
Good luck with that. Let me know how it works out for you.
Yeah, he's the number one guy, by the way, on Fox, in case you didn't know this. He said Tuesday that the compelling argument is on the side of homosexuals in the fight for gay marriage and that the other side hasn't been able to do anything but thump the Bible. O'Reilly said that he had no strong feelings about gay marriage, but the idea that we Americans, we want to get married, that's cool. It's much stronger than the opposing side. O'Reilly said he supports these kind of unions and always has. So, in light of that and some of the other things that have come out about gay marriage, people calling all the time, they dial this program and other programs that you hear, and they say things like the Bible says gay marriage is an abomination. Yes!
Bah.
Marriage should not be redefined. Yes! Gay marriage will attack and demean the sanctity of marriage. Yes, homosexuality is unnatural. That's what the Bible says. So some people say, Kenny, you did a little research into this and found that there were some interesting things that are true and maybe not true about, and you did a nice job venting here. So why don't you let's go to the homosexuality is unnatural statement and what science has proved over the years.
Well, just over the even the last 20 years, they've chronicled over 1,500 species on Earth that all exhibit homosexual behavior, and this includes but is not limited to cats, dogs, cows, bears, dolphins, giraffes, horses, lions, raccoons, owls, chickens, penguins, seagulls, salmon, lizards, snakes, turtles, frogs, butterflies, cockroaches, goats, elephants, and houseflies.
I wonder, how do they figure out cockroaches can be homosexual?
It's technical.
That's what chickens. I want to know.
Oh, my God.
Man, next time I go to Popeyes, it's going to be a whole different experience.
Give me the homosexual chicken, please. I want an extra special.
Oh, man, they're gay chicken up there, please. I'm not even going to get into the sauce.
Oh, some of these people are unbelievable. All right, Richie, you have a caller there, Thomas in North Carolina, who, when listening to the discussions that we've heard all the week long from the people protesting in Washington, thinks it's the end of the line for our country.
I think this is another nail in the coffin of the United States. It's against God's law, and one of these days we'll have to answer for it. It's not right. I don't care who says what. And it seems like the Democratic Party has come a party right out of hell, really, if you look at it. Right. They murdered the unborn, and they're pushing this on the people now. Whether it doesn't matter what the people really think. But one of these days we'll have to give an account for it to you. No matter what we think, one day we'll stand before God and give an account for this.
Okay.
You know, and we were having this conversation over the weekend, figured a group of people. This is such a complex issue because of government.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
why is the government involved?
And that's what the Supreme Court is saying. You know, listen, we don't define marriage. We will say that the DOMA Act, Defense of Marriage Act, mm-hmm. Does seem to exclude people. So
yep.
It does seem
you're going to throw it out.
That's unconstitutional.
Yep.
Yep. And hey, that's cool. It does cut people out, so it is unconstitutional. No problem. But then you say, okay, let the states handle it. Well, the only problem there, and what a great idea. Okay, if the state wants to have it, great. If the state doesn't want to have it, great. Everybody move to where you want to live, and everybody's happy, right?
Right.
Except for the 1,100 federal laws that this is just intertwined in.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to manage that between the states,
of property and
right,
stuff like that.
Between the states adoption. And the feds. So when you go pay taxes in this state that allows gay marriage versus this state that doesn't allow gay marriage, and then you do your federal taxes, there's just this big, huh? I don't know what to do. And that's where all the government created this problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these people, the Supreme Court, you could tell they were getting cranky toward
right.
the end if you saw any of the video, because they don't want all of this pressure.
It's not their job
no.
to define it.
Yeah. Well,
you're starting to sound like a Democrat, Rich.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not at all. I want the states to be able to decide on their own. And if the people in your state decide that this should be law, fine. Make it law. If they decide it shouldn't be law, fine. Don't make it a law. If you don't like what your state has, move to the state next door that does.
But then again, what do you do with taxes? What do you do with inheritance? What
and
do you
that's
do with
where
adoption?
I don't sound like a Democrat is because I'm like, the government hacked this all up.
So
it's
in one state,
by the way,
you can adopt children, in another state you can't?
Right.
What if you move from one state to another? Suddenly the adoption is illegal.
Exactly.
What about the child who's adopted? You go from one state to another. Suddenly the child is not adopted.
It's a mess.
Complete and total mess. There has to be a law on the federal level that defines all this.
All right,
you
can
can't
we go
have
back
50
to,
separate laws here.
I want to go back to Star Trek for a minute.
50 seconds. Separate countries.
I just did a little Googling on this while you guys were talking because I'm so tired of listening to this gay thing. I go, it just don't. After I read the O'Reilly thing, okay, I'm on to the next thing. So Shatner is in on the act now. He says he's appalled by the IRS's spoof of Star Trek. He said the person that played the captain didn't look like me at all.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Yeah.
A tall, thin black guy.
You gotta love Bill Shatner.
Oh, my God. He's so funny. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the people who serve us, who protect our freedoms. The people who put on the uniform, the military in the United States, have done what we've asked them to do.
You're seriously going to go out of a conversation about gay chicken at Popeye's and Bill Shatner and the IRS doing Star Trek.
We appreciate them even if they are gay or maybe gay.
Into a Purple Heart commercial.
I am, Richard. Yes.
This I got to see. Go ahead.
Well, you're hearing it now. Move very smoothly into this discussion.
Smooth.
It's very smooth. I want you to join me in thinking about our veterans and getting them the help that they need and deserve. You know, there's such a difference between whether you serve in the National Guard or the regular standing army, even though they all do the same thing. The people in the Guard really are the ones that are getting screwed around. And so, in order to fix that, here comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They're dedicated to seeing that all veterans get the same kind of support, whether it's for things that have to do with their health, compensation, education, that sort of thing. They will help you out, but they need help to stay in business, to stay around, to help the veterans. And that's why we ask you to give to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Go online to purpleheartcars.org or call them at 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-491-5856. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
And against DOMA. It's now up to the Supreme Court. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The U.S. Supreme Court is now done with 2 days of oral arguments on the much-debated issue of same-sex marriage. This past Tuesday, arguments were heard about California's Proposition 8, banning gay marriages in that state. Yesterday, it was all about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, abbreviated DOMA, or DOMA. During the presentation of arguments, the Supreme Court's possible swing vote, Justice Anthony Kennedy, expressed concern about the scope of DOMA's restrictions on federal benefits for same-sex married couples.
You are at real risk of running in conflict with what has always been thought to be the essence of the state police power, which is to regulate marriage, divorce, custody.
And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg remarked that DOMA cheapens state decisions on what exactly constitutes marriage.
You're saying, no, state, there are two kinds of marriages, the full marriage and then the sort of skim milk marriage.
Skim milk marriage, a term many of us have never heard before. Legal expert Royal Oak says the issue here is the definition of marriage by the federal government, and the justices basically have two choices.
Either this is not a matter for the federal government, it's for the state to decide, or instead they feel that there's no basis for differentiating between two types of marriage.
And what did Edith Windsor have to say yesterday? Windsor, now in her 80s, is the one who originally challenged DOMA in federal courts. She lived for decades with a same-sex partner, but received no benefits upon her partner's death. Here's what she had to say after those oral arguments yesterday.
I know that the spirit of my late spouse, the Aspire, okay, is right here watching and listening and would be very proud and happy of where we've come to.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big-box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. Hurry. End-of-quarter clearance absolutely ends close of business Saturday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store before it's too late.
If you lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and family. favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
On Wall Street, generally a lackluster trading session yesterday with a mixed finish. The Dow lost 33 points to 14,526. S&P down a point, NASDAQ up by four. Oil prices also up 24 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.58. For the first time in U.S. history, a woman is running the U.S. Secret Service. Julia Pearson was sworn in yesterday at the White House. After the ceremony, President Obama spoke with reporters, telling them obviously she is breaking the mold in terms of directors. Sports note, the Miami Heat's 27-game winning streak is over, the second longest in NBA history. The Heat beaten in Chicago last night by the Bulls, 101-97. And finally, lots of reaction to a suggestion from a Norwegian economics professor concerning how airlines could save money. Professor Bharat Bhatta has published a study suggesting airlines would benefit by charging airfares based on weight. Yes, how much a person weighs along with their luggage. Bhatta estimates that one plane losing 2 pounds of weight for 1 year will save an airline about $3,000 per year in fuel. But charging travelers on how much they weigh? It's enough to go through x-ray. Now we have to step on a scale? To Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey we go for some reaction to this.
I don't think a person that's weighing a little more than somebody else is actually going to make that much of a difference.
Because it's discriminatory.
Ah, yes, hear the word discriminatory and you know lawsuits would follow. How about you, sir? What do you think about this?
It's a little silly. I mean, I travel a lot. I think one of the biggest issues they have is enforcing their own rules. You see everybody bringing on 3, 4, or 5 different types of bags.
So, it's more about the bags than your waistline. Gotcha. And here's an air traveler from down under.
And yet they let all these people put all these bloody heavy bags on with no charge or anything like that. And you're going to charge people that are fatter. That's crazy, yeah.
Not sure I understood all of that, but it doesn't sound like he's going to cut back on the shrimps on the barbie. This, by the way, is not the first time airlines have heard this idea. The pay-as-you-weigh proposal was once offered in an ad campaign for a fictional airline called Derry Air. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6 per set. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Cincinnati, Ohio, drink responsibly.